So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4, text 24. Sorry, canto 4, chapter 24 and text 74. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atidam Nityadayukto Japan Abatiha Puman Achiracha Chaya Apnoti Vasudeva Parayana Atidam Nityadayukta Japan Japan Avahita Puman Achiracha Chriya Apnoti Vasudeva Parayana Atedam Nitadayukto Japan Avahita Puman Achiracha Chriya Apnoti Vasudeva Parayana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: A devotee of Lord Krishna, whose mind is always absorbed in Him, who with great attention and reverence chants this stotra prayer, will achieve the greatest perfection of life without delay. Purport: Perfection means becoming a devotee of Lord Krishna. As stated in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudev Para Veda, Vasudev Para Makha. The ultimate goal of life is Vasudev or Krishna. Any devotee of Lord Krishna can attain all perfection, material gains and liberation simply by offering prayers to Him. There are many varieties of prayers to Lord Krishna chanted by great sages and great personalities such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lord Krishna is known as Shiva Vrichni Nutam. Shiva means Lord Shiv and Vrichni means Lord Brahma. Both of these demigods are engaged in offering prayers to Lord Vasudev Krishna. If we follow in the footsteps of such great personalities and become devotee of Lord Krishna, our lives will become successful. Unfortunately, people do not know the secret. Nate vidu swat gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know that real interest and highest perfection of life is to worship Lord Vishnu Krishna. Bhagavatam 7.5.31. It is impossible to become satisfied by trying to adjust the external energy. Without being a devotee of Lord Krishna, one can only be baffled and confused. To save living entities from such a calamity, Lord Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanvan Mam Prapte Vasudev Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sa Durlab. After many births and deaths, a wise man surrendered unto me, knowing very well that I, Vasudev, am everything. Such a great soul is very rare. We can achieve whatever benediction we want simply by becoming devotee of Lord Vasudev. Om Agyante Mirindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshun Maritam Yantasme Shri Guru Vai Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swam Rupadam Dhati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shmata Bhakti Gran Swam Nitanamne Namaste Sasati Deve Garvani Prachane Nirvshe Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shiva Asadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Narayanam namaskritnam charnuratmam devim sasati vyasam tato jam diriyat vancha kalpataru vishkripa sindhu vevacha patitanam pavnebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Nashta prayasu badreshu nityam bhagavat seva bhagavati uttam shloke bhaktir bhakti nashtiki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutreshmi Giriraj Swaminiti Namne. So here in this verse, Lord Shiva is instructing to Prachetas. And this chapter is called in Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. So he is telling the Prachetas that a devotee of Lord Krishna, whose mind is always absorbed in him, who with great attention and reverence chant this stotra, will achieve the greatest perfection of life without a delay. In the Bhagavatam says, Akam sarv kam moksha kamuda tivrein bhakti jo jijet purusham param. If one wants something, or if one is satisfied with the material thing, he doesn't want anything material, or the person wants a liberation, in every situation in one's life, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And Krishna has given assurance in Bhagavad Gita, and the assurance he is giving, Annachan Tanto Mam Yajana Parupaste Tisham Nityajitanam Yogshemam Baha Myaham. If you worship me exclusively, word Krishna is very clever. He is God. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is saying, what is the cost? You see, you go and buy insurance from any insurance company in the world, they will charge you. They will tell you, this is the premium, you have to pay us. Then we will issue you an insurance policy. And then it is not guaranteed. At the time of calamities, you may get insurance. Sometimes insurance companies, they promises you. They sell you insurance. But when you claim, you make a claim, then they give you so much headache because they do not want to pay to the person who is making the claims. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is saying, cost is exclusively, you worship me exclusively, and I provide you what you have, I mean what you lack, and I preserve what you have. Not that you pay, you start worshipping this demigod, that demigod. In India it is a fashion, wherever you go, Mahamantraji's son, what's his name, our Jogesh, he was once telling me, when he came to England, he said, Prabhuji, hamare India mein to jidhar dekho nariyal chada do. So this is not right way to do. Best is to worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yatha trod murnina tripat sakanda bujo pishakha. What are the roots? Then one does not need to, what are the twigs or the plants or the flowers or anything else. So the goal of life is, even big demigods, when they are in trouble, they're so much powerful. These demigods are not ordinary people. They are very powerful. Can you imagine when we eat something, when we become hungry, and then we have to evacuate? The nature is working. Maya Dakshina Prakriti, Krishna's nature is working. And nature working in such a way that how the seasons are changing. So everything is under nature. So who's controlling this nature? Maya Dakshina Prakriti. Krishna says, my nature, it is my nature. Durga Devi. Then there are so many administrative in this material world, and they are numbered 333 million, 33 crore. And they're all powerful. Much more powerful than us. But when they are in trouble, to whom do they go? They go to the Kheer Sagar. And what do? They offer praise. To whom they offer the praise? Their prayers to Lord Shri Krishna. Brahma is offering praise right from the beginning. Govinda Mahadi Pusham Tamam Bajami. Every day we read that. So Shiva is offering praise. Brahma is offering praise. All the administrators of this material universe, they offer praise.
But unfortunately, moment the living entity contacts with this material nature, he forgets that we belong to Krishna. The living entity forgets. So we forget that we are part and parcel of Krishna.
Nate swat gati mi Vishnu durasya ye bahir arthamanina andha yatha andhe rupnyamana.
One blind man is following another blind man. We do not realize the ultimate goal of our life is actually Krishna. And what do? We identify, I am this body. Ye mai sharir, yahi sab kuch hu. Everything I am this. It is me. Aham mameti. Right from the Brahma, right up to the ant. Of course, Brahma realizes, Brahma knows. Sometimes even he thinks I am a Brahma. Then Krishna says, no, you are my administrative head. How can you go into illusion? Let me sort you out. So when the devotees go through these problems, and anyway, I'll come to that point later, but the first point is, people do not know that they belong to Krishna. Not even people, every living entity in the material world, they forget. We all are identifying ourselves, I'm an Indian, or an American, or a Sikh, or a Muslim, or a cat, or a dog. And in human form of life, questions cannot be asked by the animals. A cow never go and ask questions. You see so many cows on the street in Vrindavan. Has ever a cow come to you and asked you a question, sir, I'm in a trouble? Have you ever seen a dog asking any question? What is the price of this thing? Have you ever seen any pig asking questions? Or a sparrow, or a bird, or a tree? They cannot ask questions. But human form is the only form which asks questions. How much is this? What is this? How is the weather going to be tomorrow? So there are so many questions. But topmost question for human form of life is Athato Brahma Jigyasa, who I am, why I'm suffering, why are there so many species of life in the world, why I have to go to the birth and death, between birth and death, why I have to go to this disease, or why do I have to go to the old age? Now this is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manushinam sahasyeshu kashchit yatati siddhe yatatam api siddhyanam kashchin ma beti tatata. Out of thousand, mean crore. Crore may say only one will ask, one will realize who I am. When he identify himself that I am not this body. Otherwise everybody, wherever you see, go. And the problem with the material world is moment the living entity touches this material world, come in the contact with the material nature, he forgets that he belongs to Krishna. He identifying, I am this body. And this identification with the body becomes much stronger in Kali Yuga. In other yugas, there's some satogun is there, the gunas are there, then some piety is there. But as these four yugas are going, it's like a weather. You see, when you see this spring comes, you see beautiful flowers and the beautiful, you know, these leaves and the rainy season. As the season goes, I mean, different season work different ways. In England it works different way, in India it works different way. But then the time comes the Patjad. What is the autumn? Then everything disappears. All the leaves disappears. All that, flowers that disappears. And that's exactly happens with these four yugas. As Kali Yuga progresses, the piety disappears. And everybody identifying on this body. And look at the condition of India today. It's a land, Bharat Bhumi. This is a Yoga Bhumi. Savidesh, the Western world, it is a Bhog Yuni. Bhog Bhumi. And even in India, people are forgetting these days what the goal of their life. Shukda Goswami told Prikshit Maharaj, Kshotradi Rajendra Nanti Shanti Sahastrasa Apshtat Atma Grahashu Graha Medinam. People have got thousands of topics to talk about. Thousands of topics. Whole day and night people are talking and talking and talking. Once I was coming from London, and normally I just sit and chant. It's very nice because you're not talking to anybody, you're not preaching, you're not going anywhere, just simply your own time, you just simply sit and chant. So I thought, all right, that's a good time. I can read and chant in the plane for 8-10 hours. So I planned, my mind was focused with chanting and reading. So the moment I sat on a seat, couple of Punjabi ladies, they're sitting just behind me, and they were so loud. And they were talking, and they were very loud, and the topic was exactly thousands of topics. They're talking about this, they're talking about that, they're talking all sorts of gossips, and I try to put earplugs in my ears so at least I can hear my chanting. I do not want to hear them, but still they were so loud, it was disturbing. Eventually when they went to sleep, I was very peaceful. But materialistic people, what do? Nirdahet ke natkam vavya chavavyan divya chathya rajan kutumbu bharanenava. These people, Bhagavatam explains, night they spend in simply sleeping and mating. And the morning they get up, have a bad tea, read newspaper and go to work. Whole day they work, come back in the night, they earn the money for what? Simply for one thing, kutumbu bharanenava, feeding the family members, bus. And they are so happy, they think all these family members, this is my sena. Sena sasasa vabhi. Jai Shishi Govindai ki jai, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki jai. So these materialistic people, Deha Patra Kalatra Adishu, they are thinking, this is my family, this is my relatives, at the time of death, they will protect me. But when the death comes, nobody can come and protect us. So blindly people are identifying with the body unless they come to the platform of understanding that I am spirit soul and I belong to Krishna. Till that time they cannot become peaceful. And Krishna is promising here, Krishna promised in the Bhagavad Gita. Shukdev Goswami told, Vyasadev told in the Bhagavad Gita, look, Krishna is giving insurance, you want something, go to Krishna, worship Krishna, you belong to Krishna. I don't know if I ever told this story here. It was like one man, he had four wives. So when he had four wives, he was just about to die. He told first wife, my dear wife, I loved you most, whole life I thought about you, I am dying now, so will you come with me? Immediately this wife said, no, Baba, I won't come with you. Moment you die, your and my relationship will be broken straight away. Forget about it. Your and my relationship is only till you are alive. Moment you die, no relationship with you. He was very disappointed. He went to the second wife. My dear wife, I love you the most as well. You're second. I thought of you all the time. I'm dying now. Would you come with me? And second wife said, no, Baba. You die and immediately I'm going to go to somebody else. Immediately, moment you die. He went to the third one. Wife, I love you most. You're my third wife. Would you kindly come with me? She was a little more merciful. She said, yes, I'll come. Only up to crematorium. Shamshan Ghat, bus. And the fourth wife, he went My wife, will you come with me? And this wife he neglected. He never even looked at her throughout the whole life. So he asked the fourth wife, would you come with me? She said, yes. Not only I come with you, but wherever you will go, any life, wherever you go, I will accompany you. Of course, this story is not in the scriptures. But this story is to make us understand that we all have these four wives. So first wife, what was the first wife? What she said? My relationship will be broken. It is said this body is of one wife. This body is with us as long as we have a soul in our body. The soul goes out. This body rupee wife, immediately she is, relationship is broken. What is the second one? Who knows? Second one said, I will go to louder. I'll go to somebody else. And that wife in the form of money, wealth and the properties. Moment we die, this wife in the form of wealth, she immediately goes to somebody else. Family member says, take the ghadi, 10,000 ki ghadi hai, nikal lo. Take this ring out, papa died. Too expensive. Take out. Third wife is in the form of relatives and friends. They go up to the crematorium. But he said, the fourth, the well-wisher of every living being is the Paramatma form, the Krishna in our heart, who is accompanying us everywhere we go. Even if the living entity takes birth in a worm, as a worm in a stool. But Krishna is so merciful. He said, I come with you. Can you imagine? Somebody goes past a stool and, you know, anyway, I'm not going to go details with that. But Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is accompanying that I come with you. He is the well-wisher of every living entity. So here, in this particular verse, Lord Shiva is telling that a devotee of Krishna whose mind is always absorbed with the thoughts of Krishna, who with great attention and reverence chants this stotra. Of course, this stotra is mentioning is about this, but there are so many prayers. And particularly, of course, this stotra, when he was telling the Prachetas, so Prachetas is telling this, singing these stotras, these songs for glorification of Krishna. But in this particular age, Krishna himself is recommending, I tell you the prayers you want to do. Here Shiva is recommending what prayers you should chant, but now, 500 years ago, Krishna himself comes. He tells, I tell you what you chant. And he recommended you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Iti Shoshtkam Nam Nam, Kalikalmashnashnam, Nath Patropaya, Sarvadeshu Drishyate. Char Ved, Athara Puran, Ramayan, Mahabharat, 108 Upanishads, all the Vedic literature. There is no other process, not mantra, there is no other process than the chanting these 16 syllables. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And devotees have taken so much trouble. Srila Prabhupada, he tried to preach in India. Whole life, lifetime preparation. Srila Prabhupada's translating the manuscripts while he was living in his own home with his wife and children. One day his wife even sold this, the whole manuscript to Raddiwala. Raddiwala, what is the English of Raddiwala? Scrap papers? Yeah? You can sell the old papers in India? She sold that. The child, the son said, mother has sold your handwritten manuscripts. He was very, very upset. He worked tirelessly. Tirelessly he worked. What did he do? He was translating for whom? Not for himself. He attained Krishna. He knows what Krishna is. He had love of Krishna. He did it not only for his disciple, he did it for the future generation to come. That is why he started even BBT. If anything goes wrong with the temples, something goes wrong, all the temples get closed. Let my books remain. Let the people can get the guidance from these books. Prabhupada is not an ordinary person. I'm not saying because I am a grand disciple of Prabhupada, a follower of Prabhupada, we are saying because we have attachment to Prabhupada. When I started going to ISKCON temple, devotees tried to preach to me, but I did not listen. I said, what do you know? You are British. I used to call them Goras, mean white fair skin. I used to tell them, you're Goras, I'm Indian, I know what Krishna is. How can you preach to me? That was 25 years ago. But one moment I read Prabhupada's book, immediately Prabhupada opened the eyes. I used to look for gurus all around. Moment I very one line of Prabhupada read, immediately Prabhupada made sense what is Krishna. He said, there are so many bogus and rascal gurus in the world. There is only one supreme personality of Godhead, that is Lord Shri Krishna. Anybody who claims to be a god, he's not a god, he's a dog. This convinced me. This convinced me. There's only one god, that is Krishna. Nobody else is god. Prabhupada gave this in his books. All he worked so hard. Srila Vedavyas worked hard. If you see the 88,000 rishis in Naimisharanya, they are asking, for whom they are asking this question to Suta Goswami? For the well-being of the material people, for the people who are living in the material world. For them, they are asking question to Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami, please tell us, what is the real benefit for the people in general? First six questions of the Bhagavatam, when the Bhagavatam starts. So all the sages, you see Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, or our other Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, every single Vaishnava is trying how they can enlighten living entities, how can they convince them that you are part and parcel of Krishna. But we are very fortunate to come in contact with such a wonderful, wonderful this philosophy of Krishna consciousness which Srila Prabhupada has given. I was just thinking yesterday, somebody rang me from London that this particular person, his health is very bad. He is near death. But he is suffering so much. He's got so much anxieties about his body. He's thinking about urine and stool. He's thinking about the family members. His mind is completely disturbed. At that time I was thinking of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was in his quarters, last days, but Srila Prabhupada is not complaining. Srila Prabhupada is translating Bhagavatam. This is a pure devotee. That whose mind is completely, fully absorbed with Krishna. And every page we open in Prabhupada books, one can see Krishna. You find every page, forget about all the books. You open every chapter, you open every page, you see every line, everywhere you will see Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You read. How many times Prabhupada repeat, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Prabhupada said to the devotees, why did I write these books? Somebody said, well, Srila Prabhupada, you have written these books because you are this, you know, because you are coming in a disciplic succession, you are special, you are this. So people are giving different statements. And Srila Prabhupada said, final conclusion, Srila Prabhupada said, I have written all these books simply to convince you that you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the conclusion of our philosophy. This is the goal of our philosophy. This is the goal of our life. That we chant Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended. We can connect with Krishna. And with this chanting of Hare Krishna, we are not only connecting with Krishna, but we are attaining the love of Krishna. This is not ordinary sound vibration. This is not ordinary mantra which is introduced by some gurus in Haridwar or guru in Kashi or in Vrindavan. This mantra is mentioned Golokera Premdan Harinam Sankirtan. This mantra is descended from the Golok Vrindavan, from the spiritual world. Can you imagine what we have got and we are not appreciating? And moment we finish our 16 rounds, we say, yeah, well, forget it now. That's it. No more. This is special. This Hare Krishna mantra is not ordinary mantra. It has introduced by the Supreme Personality of God, that Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So my request to all of you is, Maharaj is here and our Mahamantra Prabhu is here, so maybe they can give any others. If you like to make some point, yes Maharaj. Somebody should give mic to Maharaj.
You mentioned about in the beginning you mentioned about some analogy about a man who had four wives.
Yes.
Where is that from? Is there any pramana for that?
No. I mentioned that it is not in scriptures. It is just analogy some devotees gave. It is not scripture reference. I mentioned in my class. It's just to understand that we should focus our mind with Krishna.
Yeah, there was some great souls sometimes say something very nice.
It's true, yeah.
Like one great renunciate talked about attachment for Harinam like a distraction of a child attached to his, a toddler, attached to his rattle. And therefore, when the child cries for his mother, doesn't hear it. But when the child throws the rattle and
true.
Screams, then the mother really comes.
True.
So that was a very nice analogy.
Yes.
So, but I was thinking maybe this analogy that you said was also spoken by some great soul.
Yes. I mean, you know, we can, anything which can give us Krishna consciousness, the Yukta Varagya, we can, like you are much learned than myself, Maharaj, so I agree with you. Anything which can connect us with Krishna, whatever is favorable. So yes, this is how it is. Yes, I agree with you. Anybody else like to any question or any comments? Mahamantra Prabhu, you like to say something?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Ramananda Prabhu.
No.
Good speaker. So we made a point. Actually, this Bhagavatam is full of prayers.
True.
Kunti's prayer, Gajendra Moksh, Gajendra is praying. This is the book of prayer.
True.
And it is not just people start chanting Hare Krishna and forget about all those prayers.
No.
Prayers, actually, they are like fertilizers.
Hmm.
If you read these prayers and practice these prayers, they create a very conducive atmosphere to chant Hare Krishna properly.
True.
And becomes free of offenses and becomes more powerful. So, just like this is Adhik Mass. If you see throughout Vrindavan, practically in alternate houses there is Bhagavatam going on. So many recitals are chanting. So we are very fortunate that Prabhupada has given opportunity.
Yes.
In every ISKCON temple, this recitation is going on throughout Nityam, Nityam
Bhagavatam. True, agree with you.
So we are very kind, we have good attachment for Bhagavatam, to broadcast Bhagavatam, to preach Bhagavatam. We are very happy. Thank you very much. Hari.
Well, it is actually association of devotees. We should not underestimate, because we should not judge devotees, because anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna has got some plan for them. I would like to mention something. It's very good you meant. Yes, I meant was not that we neglect the entire Bhagavatam. We read Bhagavatam. These prayers are there, but I said it's special prayer recommended for this age, along with these prayers, which is easy to chant. But we should do in the association of devotees, and every devotee, whoever is chanting Hare Krishna, sometimes we say, well, this is that, this is that many faults in this particular devotee, or that many faults in that devotee. But Krishna has got a plan for his devotees. Moment we go to somebody in preaching and we tell them, Prabhu, chant Hare Krishna. Chant once. Moment the person starts chanting, immediately he is getting the attention of Krishna. And Krishna knows this person has started chanting one round for me. And when the person starts chanting two, we may not perceive Krishna, we may not see Krishna, we cannot realize Krishna. But Krishna knows each, every soul, particular about his devotees. So in the association of devotees, Srila Prabhupada made this society. And every devotee who chants, then Krishna knows this devotee is chanting 3 rounds, 4 rounds, 16 rounds. Alright, this devotee is chanting, he is initiated. This devotee has got these many anarthas. It's called anartha nivritti. This devotee has got that anartha. Now, we are trying to ourselves try to indulge in the plan of Krishna. If we really want to surrender to Krishna, just fully surrender to Krishna, see how it goes. I mean, of course, we don't go into that many intricacies of, you know, finding faults. But I tell you one story. How Krishna has got a plan for us. There was one man. Now again, this story was told by some Vaishnava. There is not scripture reference for this, but it's very, you get very, we get very inspiration from this particular story. That once Krishna was in a temple and people used to come and see Krishna every day, and there was one sweeper. He used to sweep outside the temple. And he was a very simple man. He went to Krishna, he said, Lord Krishna, you stand whole day and night. The doors open, 4 o'clock in the morning, till 9 o'clock you are standing. So many people are coming offering prayers to you. But Krishna was so attached to his humility, his simplicity. This deity started talking to this bhangi, to this sweeper. So sweeper suggested to Krishna, why don't you come, don't you get tired? And Krishna said, yes, I do get tired. Why don't you come down and I stand in front of you, instead of you, and I can see people on your behalf if you want. And Krishna agreed. So he told him, okay, you come on this altar, but people would not be able to see you, they will be able to see me. So the sweeper, he went onto the altar, and the Krishna stepped down off the altar and he went on for a little rest or whatever. So people are start coming, start offering praise to the sweeper. They are thinking he is Krishna. Right from the morning till evening, he is hearing so many, you know, problem. I got problem this, I got this, I got this, I got this. So he was hearing all problems. Finally in the night, one very poor man came to Krishna. He had only 1 paisa in his pocket. He offered the 1 paisa to Krishna. He said, my dear Lord Krishna, I heard from devotees, if they worship you, you provide. I never ask you anything. I worship you whole life. But now my family is suffering so much because of this poverty. Would you kind enough to provide, not for me, but at least for my family? While his eyes were closed, a rich man came. This rich man was in too much rush of even taking darshan of Krishna. He quickly came, he bent down, and he out. His money bundle, pocket, this purse, it fell on the ground. And without noticing, he just went out of the temple. And moment this poor man, moment he opened his eyes, he saw a bundle of notes in front of him. And he was so simple, he said, oh Lord Krishna, you are so merciful. Immediately you produce such a big packet of notes. Thank you. He thought this is a prasad. So he picked up and he put it in his pocket. And immediately, while he was, and he walked out of the temple. Same time a boatman was coming, near was a little river. So boatman thought, let me go, and I am a devotee of Krishna, I am going to this long passage in this yatra in my boat. So let me offer prayers in this temple. Moment he went to offer the prayers to Krishna, rich man who lost his wallet, he came back. And he started chastising this boatman. He said, you are the only one in the temple. I just came for a few seconds. You have stolen my purse. He said, sir, I did not steal your purse. He said, no, you have stolen my purse. He started beating him. He called the cops. Immediately the police wala, take him, put him in a prison. He's a thief. Now, the person has taken a wallet. Now this sweeper who was posing as a Krishna, he could not tolerate. And Krishna instructed him, you do not interfere in anybody's, my plan. You just see, witness, that's it. You don't open your mouth. You be a statue. By this time this sweeper, he could not control his emotions. So he unzipped himself and immediately interfered. He said, hold on. Why are you hitting this innocent person? He never stole your purse. He said, your purse fell accidentally by your accident, by your fault. And your purse is not taken by this innocent person. This purse is taken by that poor man who is just walking on the street. So they went and he said, oh, I'm so sorry. So they went to the poor man. They said, oh, sir, this purse belongs to this rich man. So please give this purse to rich man. So this poor man was very humble. He said, please take it. You know, not a problem. I thought Krishna gave me, but if you think it's yours, please take it back. So money was returned back to this rich man. And rich man apologized to boatman. I'm sorry, sir, I was hitting you. You're an innocent man and you protected me from such a big offense. In the evening Krishna came. So he asked the sweeper, so what happened? He said, oh, your job is very tough, Krishna. Whole day lots of people are keep coming. Look, all the people are keep coming. And Krishna, I've got this problem, Krishna this. So they keep going. But he said, I could not control myself in the evening. Why, what happened? This is what happened. A poor man came, he offered one penny, a rich man came, the purse fell, you know, money fell, and the boatman is innocently, he was beaten up, and I interfered. Krishna said, you have done wrong thing. Everything was my plan. That poor man, he has been praying so hard for all these years. I wanted to give him money. And this rich man, he is very impious. He never even come to temple. He never has offered anything to my service. Somehow or other I have taken money from his pocket to engage him in the service. At least once he would have done service. You have interfered and he has taken his money back. He is vanchit reh gaya. What is a vanchit English? Anybody know the vanchit English, you know? Huh? Little louder? Yes. So this man could not do my service. And third, boatman. Boatman was coming to me for the blessings. He is going for long journey. Today was a dangerous night in the sea. He would have a major accident and everybody in the boat would have died. And I have taken him in that way. He was beaten up. He was going to put in the jail for one night. Then I would have protected the whole boatman and his all these people who are travelers traveling with the boatman. So in our devotional life, Krishna has got some plans. If we chant seriously, so have our Krishna plans, we just pray, offering prayers. That's important what Mahamantra Prabhu has said. Keep offering prayers. And Krishna votes whatever is the best for us. So I stop here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.